Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, without further ado, let's bring on, he is a basketball analyst for ESPN. He's a Pac-12 guy, former UCLA Bruin. Sean Farnham joining us this morning. Good morning, Sean. How are you? Sean, good morning. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing well. How are you doing? How's things in Portland today?
Hey, you know what? It's actually not raining. It's going to be about 70 and sunny here, so things are good. Things are looking up for us.
My best friend in the world lives in Portland, Oregon, Dave Gorman. And I texted him. I was like, hey, man, like I'm coming on today on the morning show in Portland. He's like, I listen to it all the time. I'm like, okay, good. That's what I expect out of you. You expect greatness. And you guys are greatness in Portland. And my guy's a good guy, so it's good. Dave Gorman, thanks for listening.
All right, what's up, Dave? All right, let's get to this. Pac-12, you're a Pac-12 guy. Last year was just a boondoggle for the Pac-12. Do they get out of the first round this year? And is the Pac-12 heading in the right direction here? Will it be competitive in 2019?
I hope so. There's going to be a lot of coaching changes potentially, right? I mean, Look, my alma mater's got to figure some things out. It's never been a talent issue at UCLA, but it's been about maximizing that talent and getting them to play the right way. So the conference to be great needs Arizona and UCLA to be on top. And that's not in disrespect to any other school, but they are the national brands, and they've been long established as the national brand of the Pac-12. And when they're down, it hurts the rest of the conference. I think Washington's going to beat Utah State. I do. And I think that you think about that 2-3 zone, getting out of the conference play, going against the first-year head coach in Craig Smith, I think that's a good matchup for Washington. I don't see them advancing past North Carolina. I think Arizona State should win against St. John's. Would it surprise me if they lost? No, because, look, this is an Arizona State team that can sweep Arizona, that can beat a Mississippi State, that can beat a Kansas and lose by 30 to Washington State at home. You know, I mean, so they're kind of hard to kind of see the consistency there. I think the best option to advance in the tournament, and I have them all the way in the Sweet 16 in my bracket, is the Oregon Ducks. They are playing their best basketball. They've played all season long, as you guys know. It's been 8 straight games of lockdown, stingy defense. Their offense has been very efficient. I think the matchups that they have and the style of play in which they'll face is conducive to Dana Altman's system thriving. Ethan Happ will be tough to guard. But I think the length and athleticism that Oregon possesses will cause some problems. I think Kenny Wooten's going to have a big, big game. I have them as a 12-5 upset. Then I have them winning the second round, getting to the Sweet 16 before they lose to Virginia. From that standpoint, yeah, it's going to be a better year for the Pac-12. But this is not where the conference should be, nor is it where it needs to be. When we're talking on ESPN down the stretch of the season and we're questioning whether or not it's going to be a one-bid league, that is not good. I go back to when I played, and I hate saying, you know, back in the day in 1997, but you know, in 97 to 2000, I mean, I don't think we ever had less than 5 teams in the field.
Right.
In 97, there was 4 teams in the Sweet 16, 2 in the Elite 8, and then one that went on to win the national championship in Arizona. And that's the last time this conference has won the national championship. There is far too much talent in the West region of the United States for the Pac-12 not to be at a much higher level than what it is. And that goes to everyone from Larry Scott in the commissioner's office, all the way down through the commitment being made by university presidents to their athletic programs on their campuses. And it needs to be a stronger commitment to be excellent in sports. When you have an athletic department that thrives, it also helps the academics of the university. It helps with the level of people that want to enroll in your university, because that's all part of the collegiate experience.
I think my co-host just got a man crush on you. He's been yelling that for about 3 years now.
So, Sean, I'm a former Pac-12 guy. I've played at Washington, and I love college football, but I also love basketball. And that was going to be my lead-in, because Sean Farnham joins us at ESPN College Basketball. And I said, care more. That's my hashtag here with this. And I asked for college basketball, even college football. You think it's Larry Scott. Is it a coastal issue? And is it just coaching talent? Because we look at Oregon, and I felt that way too. They're so much better than Washington heading into the tournament. And I go, do you take the streaky team heading in? And why did Oregon figure it out late in the season? That's what I love about college basketball. It doesn't punish you for a bad start. Is it a coastal thing? And you said it's Larry Scott. Is it just the fact that it's coaching? Is it people? Is it so much? I want answers.
Well, I don't think it's just on Larry Scott. I said it goes from Larry Scott all the way down through university presidents as well. And what kind of commitment are you making? What kind of hires are you making? What kind of financial stipends are you paying your coaches? I mean, when you look at the top strength and conditioning coaches in football and look at where you find those that are in the Pac-12. It's hard to find them in the top 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing. And if Nick Saban's paying almost $1 million a year to his strength and conditioning coach, which he is, there might be a reason for why Nick feels like that's the most important, one of the most important positions on his staff.
Right.
And the Pac-12 needs to catch up. Look, UCLA just got a practice facility last year for basketball. Last year.
Insane.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Every other school that they're competing against, and I had this conversation with some of the people that are in charge of this hire that's going on right now in the initial stages, they were calling me and asking me, okay, so how does this job compare? You travel the country, you see. I said, well, guys, I mean, do you realize every other school in the country that you want to compete against has had a practice facility for 10 years
right. And
have already renovated theirs and made it better? We just are getting ours. Second of all, how in the world are our basketball teams not chartering to every game? Like, I don't understand this. Dayton charters every single flight to every single basketball game, but there's been this commitment made by the Pac-12 that they're not going to charter every game. You can charter the most or some, but not all. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. When you have articles written about UCLA basketball and their basketball team flying on Southwest Airlines, and a guy that's 6'10" that weighs 280 pounds sitting with a C boarding pass in the middle of a flight to go to play Arizona, I don't care if it's an hour and 15-minute flight or not.
Yeah.
That's not right. And that hurts you in recruiting. It hurts you when you talk about the coastal thing. There is a legitimate thing where it is harder to bring a kid from the East Coast to the West Coast than it is to get a kid from the West to go to the East.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to television exposure, and that is on the Pac-12 network. It is very hard to find. It goes for the time in which games are played. You're not going to be able to fix that because of the time differential. So in basketball in particular, the games are starting far too late on the East Coast for families to stay up late and watch. The brand of the Pac-12 on the East Coast is not what it is for all of us that live on the West Coast. And that's where you have to continue to work and change that. And what you do when you get a team that is superb or a team that can play at that national level, you got to hope that they get the exposure necessary during the course of that season to fully on display what your conference can be about. And you need Heisman Trophy candidates in football. Heisman Trophy candidates in football help basketball. I'm not one of those that can separate the two. So you need to have the elite level quarterbacks, the elite level running backs. You know, Gardner Minshew should have gotten a lot more love on a national level this year for what he did at Washington State. And yeah, I'm biased because I'm a West Coast guy, but he should have been in New York. He shouldn't have won the award, but he should have been in New York.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's got to change for the Pac-12 to change its perception at a national level.
Sean Farnham of ESPN College Basketball Analyst. Man, we could talk to you about this
hours.
Stuff all day long, but I know that you're up against it and you've got a lot of these to do. So we'd love to get you back on again at some point and talk some hoops and talk about the Pac-12 a little bit more. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Look, I love this conference, and I love the West Coast. And I will sum up everything as the great Bill Walton would say. It's the conference of champions. We're just winning championships in sports that nobody's watching.
Exactly. Thanks, Love Sean. It. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
Have
Sean.
A good one, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.